to head up north to Trent Edmunds. And gee, that story of the truck crash would have brought back some pretty bad memories for the Edmunds as well, because there's been a few incidents as well in Queensland racing with that type of accident as well. Good morning, Trent. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, that was a bit of a harrowing one. I remember a couple of years ago there was a truck roll over on the side of on the way to the Sunshine Coast races, one of their Saturday meetings up there a couple of years ago now. And I had some friends in there at the time, so they were very, very lucky. So not ideal.
You forget the people that work with these horses and the strappers and the drivers of these floats who just do their daily job day in, day out, the dangers that are associated with it as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And not an easy job. They're not driving furniture around, driving some high-priced livestock and obviously the people that are transporting them to and from the races as well. So, it's a bit of a pressure job, and then things can go wrong.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, Trent, how is your big boy, the Harrovian?
Yeah, look, he's in great nick. Really looking forward to kicking him off on Saturday. 400 metres is obviously probably a little bit short of his best, but we've just not trialled him or anything, just going in fresh since the All-Star. What we've seen at home has been pretty encouraging.
You must have been so proud of his campaign that he had when he came down here to Melbourne and that performance in the All-Star Mile.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty big, to be fair. Sort of when he chimed in at the top of the straight, I thought for a second or two, oh geez, he'll look out. But it wasn't to be, and he wasn't beaten that far. So it was a great experience and a big thrill for everyone involved.
It's been a while since he's been back to Victoria, and I know he's a seven-year-old now, but how has he come through that trip? And sometimes trying to say, look, a big trip away like that can actually improve a horse.
Yeah, he's really good, to be fair. We actually flew him down. I think it's been pretty well documented about the travel sickness stuff that he went through on the way in transit from Melbourne to Queensland when he first sort of was transported up there, so we took no chances, flew him down and flew him back up home. He took to that seamlessly. So that was fantastic, and I know he's been pretty good since arriving home, that's for sure.
Can he win the 10,000?
I would suggest he'd be running on very hard. Used that Jonker was coming out, sort of flattened me a bit. Jonker's not accepting. I just thought that he would be one to pressure Eduardo, being the track record holder over the 10,000 distance of 1,200 there. And I just thought any sort of pressure would have been ideal for our horse. The harder they go, the harder he would finish off. So can he win? That remains to be seen. I do know that he's going very well. He's sort of right where we need him to be. If he was to knock them off on Saturday, then, geez, that'd be a big thrill. I just feel that maybe 1,200 might be a bit nippy for him at that level. And then Stradbroke Day, 1,400, with handicap conditions as well, we'll see him at his best.
Yeah, it looks a really good race for him, doesn't it? This could be one of the best carnivals Queensland has. What's the buzz like?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, at home on Saturday, it was a fantastic meeting, highlighted by the strength of the Hollandale, That was a great race, and even, all the other support races, the three-year-old guineas and those types, they were pretty hot events. So it's only going to get stronger from here, and it's just a good feel about it. They've pumped up the prize money and all of that, and that's welcome from everyone, really. And to have William Pike ride at home last Saturday was outstanding, and he'd done a stack for sort of the Turf Club during the week, and he was well received sort of everywhere. Absolute gentleman.
And you're going to get Jamie Carr up there soon as well. Have you got a horse for Jamie to ride?
I can find one. she'd be in quite high demand from people that are in probably a bit better of a position than us, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah, she'll create big headlines. There's no doubt about that. You mentioned the Hollandale. How did Vandergirl come through it?
Yeah, she is fine. A little bit deflating, really. I think I mentioned on radio prior to the race that We've been working at home without blinkers on, and it's been great. So we might even take those off and just come back off that grade a little bit. I'd say she'll start in the Lord Mayor's Cup in 3 weeks' time at Eagle Farm. It's an 1800 metre Group 3. And might try and reinvent the wheel a bit and take the blinkers off her and sort of start again. You know, we see those horses like Natoya come out and win a Queen of the Turf and then think it over. Run so well, winning a George Ryder and running well in the Queen Elizabeth. When she finished upside them in the Craven Plate, you know, that was cause for some good hope, but she just maybe hasn't gone on with it as we thought she was going to. So we'll just drop her back in grade, hopefully give her some confidence and then reassess.
All right. Have you got a nice young horse we can keep an eye on throughout the carnival?
Really nice horse running on Saturday. He's a capitalist colt. We took him to Grafton for a trip away the other day, and it's more sort of not about where they start, it's about where they finish. He's going to run in the Champagne King Kappa on Saturday. He's a nice horse. Other than that, we're pretty thin on the ground for sort of younger horses. We'll have a two-year-old filly owned by Jerry Harvey, a star-turned filly, Mimi Lagarde, run the next week after that. You know, they're sort of very young and very new, so how far we go with them. You know, if they come out and both won at their next events, then temptation is there to sort of try and go into a size produce, which is worth $1 million this year and whatnot. But essentially just run by run, they're probably the two to watch.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing the big H, the Harrovian, back in action on Saturday. So you've got a few going around at the Goldie tomorrow. Is there a winner there?
I would suspect the Lioness could be hard to beat in the three-year-old race. We dual accepted, but she'll run in the one where she's drawn kind of. I think it's benchmark 65 three-year-old event. She's drawn barrier 4, so that makes perfect sense to run her there instead of the other one. She's going really well.
All right, we'll back the Lioness tomorrow and the Harrovian each way on Saturday. Best of luck, Trent.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
Trent Edmund.